It's Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Each Wednesday on our Neighbors in Action segment, we feature a person or an organization that's working to make our community a better place. This is a listener-generated segment, meaning that each week, the person or organization we highlight will be nominated by you. Yes, you. For this week's Neighbors in Action, we look at Epiphany Now, which organizes at least two events a year where everyone and anyone is invited to gather together and pay kindness forward. It started in 2009, and the events have drawn so much interest that last year Epiphany Now was featured on the CBS Evening News. And with me in the studio to tell us how Epiphany Now works is the founder, Bob Hoffman, who is also the public relations director for the Wharton Center, and Ann Kraft, owner of UZoom Media, who's participated in every one of the Epiphany Now events. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Great to have you in here. You've gotten an awful lot of ink on Epiphany Now. You must be happy. Ink and electronic media on what you're doing.
I'm happy because people get it. You know, in this community in 2009, when everyone said that Michigan is dying and mid-Michigan is suffering, people came together and understood what it means to give something back.
You struck a chord. I mean, you really did strike a chord. That's from my perspective, you have.
Absolutely. You know, it's the community that has made this grow. It's the people out there that understand how it works and why it's special. And it's just taken off, and since it's gone all over the place, Chicago, everywhere.
Explain the idea behind paying it forward.
Well, we started out by saying it's paying it forward, but we've changed it to pass it forward because there's no money involved. Money doesn't have to be involved. It's about just doing something kind for somebody else, just validating another person. So we get a large group of people together. We give them 100 different ideas of things that they could do to make a difference in somebody else's life. Now, that may be buying a cup of coffee for somebody. That may just be going out and mowing somebody else's lawn. But the key is people do this all the time. People pass it forward all the time. What we do is we gather you back together and we have you go up and share your story about what you did. So when you have an audience of 300 people and you're on stage and you say, this is what I did and this is how it feels, and everyone gives you a round of applause, it's an amazing feeling. You want to go out and do it again.
It's the collective energy that really gets everyone going, because when you do something nice for someone else, you feel great about it. But when you do something nice for someone else and you have 300 other people that have done something really cool, and that collective energy, it's like 1 + 1 = 3. It's amazing.
And what do you think your most memorable activity has been so far?
I've done a couple of things that were really cool. One of them was we got just put some little fruit baskets together, and we handed them to people who were shopping at Goodwill. And as they came out, we handed them a fruit basket and just said, we wanted to make your day brighter. Here's some fresh fruit for you. And we figured, well, people who are shopping at Goodwill can probably use a little extra hand up, so here you go. And it's kind of funny because some people don't know how to take it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, thank you. I'm like, really? The orange is not poison. But another time we took little $5 gas cards and happy smiley face cards and just wrote, we want to make your day great, and put them on the cars in the parking lot that looked like they needed repair.
It's amazing, isn't it, how distrustful people can be and how suspicious you end up looking sometimes. No good deed goes unpunished. You know, it's like, why are you doing this for me again?
Why not?
Well, they ask, why are you doing this? And they're a little hesitant at first. But then once they get the idea, and then you invite them because you give them a little card and you say, pass this card on, do something nice for somebody else. They get the card and then they get it. And you can see their eyes light up. And we have people that come back to the event that didn't know anything about it, come back and share their story and say, this was amazing. This totally made my day. And then I went out and made somebody else's day, and it feels really good.
They're getting religion, I guess.
Epiphany. Yes and no.
Epiphany is a religious term.
It is, and you know what? It is, and the reason we spell it E-P-I-F is pass it forward, A-N-Y, NOW, because you can have an epiphany right now. And the epiphany is that if you look somebody else in the eye and just validate them for a moment, you know, it makes you feel good and it makes them feel good. We say that we're not religious, we're not affiliated with any type of religion, or we're not political. We're just people helping people.
Yeah. What stands out in your memory, Bob?
I think that one of the things that stands out is two things. One of the things was that people went to a gas station. They pooled their money together. In fact, it was the Weberville cheerleaders got together, took $2 each, pulled it in together, had about $30, decided to go to the gas station and buy somebody gas. The first car that came through was a convertible Mercedes. And they were like, oh, we're not going to do that. Well, they ended up trying to buy the guy gas. He was like, I don't know. You know, very standoffish. They gave him a card anyways and said, well, maybe you could just do something nice. He ended up buying gas for everyone else that was in the gas station because they gave him permission to do something nice. And in turn, he left in a different state than when he arrived. And then the other one was people went to the mission and bought stamps, pins, and pads of paper and said, write your loved ones. And, you know, gave them permission to write their loved ones or people that they've made an influence in their life, because we all have people that have influenced our lives for the positive. And that was an incredible experience when people were saying that the reaction of the people that they were giving it to were like, I never would have thought about this. Thank you.
Well, given the response that people have had, are you picking up a lot of disciples? Are you picking up a lot of new members?
Every single time.
It's a little crazy. We get requests from all over the country for people who want to start a chapter or do an event or, you know, just do something. I'm on the advisory board also, and we've talked about putting together school programs and putting together communications packages so that we can duplicate this all over. People love the idea. They want to do it. They catch on fire, and they just want to keep going with it.
When you come, we have ideas for you. And as I said, it doesn't have
100?
To cost a thing. We have 100, but, you know, every time we record them, because it's like every time you hear something new, you're like, oh, my gosh, what a great idea. I would have never thought. People will get together and they'll write soldiers a thank you. They'll write their teachers a thank you.
Even if it's pumping gas when it's cold outside and washing windows at the self-serve gas station, people really appreciate something like that.
It's just doing the extra thing.
Yeah. What thought did you have, Bob Hoffman, that led to this? What, do you remember the germ of the idea that you had?
Yeah,
or the germ
I was in,
of the thought?
I was in traffic. Somebody cut me off in traffic, and my immediate reaction was an angry one. And I thought they weren't even paying attention to me. And then I realized that I wasn't paying attention to anything else around me or anyone else around me. And from there, it just kind of bloomed. When I was 8 years old, my dad, my stepdad, came home one time and he says, I was in Pennsylvania and I was on a bridge overlooking the beautiful scenery. And a guy pulled over and gave him $100 and said, it's not worth it. And my dad said, oh, no, that's not what I want to do. And and he's like, well, here's $100. Just pass it on. And that was when I was like 8 years old. And then, you know, fast forward years later, my dad actually passed it on. My stepdad actually passed it on to a police chief in our town that lost his job and gave him the $100. So I think maybe that was the impetus.
Yeah.
And then years later was when it all came together.
When's your next event and what are you doing?
This Sunday, yes. February 17th, from 2 to 6, show up at 2 o'clock at the MSU FCU headquarters in East Lansing on West Road, and show up at 2 o'clock. We give you ideas, we send you out, and then we invite you to come back around 4:30 and start sharing your story.
I feel the love.
It's awesome.
And if you could register online, that would help us. We're going to have some refreshments on hand.
Okay.
So the website's a little bit different. It is epifanynow.org.
Bob Hoffman's the founder of Epiphany Now. Ann Kraft is an enthusiastic participant. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
And if you'd like to nominate someone or an organization to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment each Wednesday, please send an email to currentstate at WKAR.org, put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do. You can even nominate yourself if you like. In fact, today's segment on Epiphany Now was suggested by Bob Hoffman.